right now, yeah. if Beyonce and Taylor Swift show up, they'd be like, who's that? Who's that lady with?
No, get out of
oh,
here.
Oh, that's B. Get that was Beyonce. Beyonce. I'm not talking about the game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everything leading up to it.
Yeah. No.
Can't do it. I'm going to diamond hand.
Oh, no, you're not.
Diamond hands.
No, you're not.
On my Detroit Lions unbelief.
No. Oh, no.
I don't like that stock. You see a white person walking in the street in Nigeria, you better leave that guy alone. He knows something that you don't know.
Welcome back to the Jason and OC podcast. We are proudly sponsored by Lazy Boy. Yeah, the original recliner brand, which is always big on comfort. And you can always learn more about Lazy Boy at www.la-z-boy.co.uk. And I'm telling you right now, we are enjoying our Lazy Boys today because my brethren is fresh off a plane, fresh off from the airport to the podcast, the Honorable OC Umenyora.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Straight from the plane. I couldn't have come to a more comfortable situation than this Lazy Boy chair.
You look relaxed.
Yeah, I was in Africa now. I went to Ghana first. Shout out to Ghana. And then from there, I went to my motherland, Nigeria.
Yes,
I was
yes.
there for a couple of days. I slept a total of 12 hours in a whole week.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Yeah, nothing about that's like fun.
It was a lot. But I will say this in regards to my trip to Ghana, first and foremost, shout out to Ghana. Incredible country.
Amazing.
Yep. Amazing, peaceful. What I find so bizarre about Ghana is it's literally a 45-minute flight away from Nigeria where like almost the same people who were completely different. They call Ghana soft landing. That's what they call Ghana.
Oh, before you get
to like the real, the real where the gangsters are.
Yeah.
Ghana,
it's safe,
cool, chill. You go there, you can walk around in the middle of the night. Everything's cool,
right?
Yeah, you see all kinds of people walking around. You see white people walking in the street. You see a white person walking in the street in Nigeria. You better leave that guy alone. He knows something that you don't know. He knows something that you're not aware of because he's not supposed to be walking.
You got to leave him alone.
Oh, you got to leave him alone.
He ain't
supposed to be walking around in the middle of Nigeria like just like that. He's a dangerous individual.
I am excited about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
The final four. Yep. The final countdown.
The final countdown. Okay.
First of all, before we get into that, shout out to our boy Antonio Pierce. He's been solidified head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Imagine.
I'm glad it happened.
Yeah.
For several reasons, but when we look at the landscape as far as what works, who can lead these men into battle week in and week out, men and women, your whole organization, and we know what kind of leaders we follow. We're seeing those leaders that are in the coaching ranks get the recognition they deserve.
So let's go there then, J-Bell.
Okay.
Because we didn't talk about this, obviously.
No.
We've talked about this before.
We have.
Let's go there, J-Bell.
Okay.
So you look at the success of a lot of these former players who are now coaches.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Dan Campbell with the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
D'Amico Ryans with the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
You have Antonio Pierce now getting this job with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yep.
And what he was able to do with Vegas.
Yeah.
First, I'm happy with Antonio, right? And I'm happy with us because we called this 3 years ago.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, we're like, I know what
this
you mean.
Guy will be, and it's documented because I tweeted it.
He'll be
I said, this guy will be a great head coach.
Period.
When we had him on our podcast, we said that.
We talked exactly.
So they gave him the opportunity, and he did exactly what we thought he would do.
Exactly what we thought.
But this is what I want to talk about.
Tell me more.
So I remember there was talk about the hiring process of minority head coaches. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of discussion around that and how we can institute more rules, the Rooney Rules, and all these things.
Yep.
Fantastic initiative.
Yes.
Right? Yep. All these things that people are trying to do are really good initiatives. But I was of the impression that those things would only work when the success was there for Black coaches.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought to myself, I was like, we could do any, because the game itself.
Just got to win.
That's it. Like, you have to win. And if you don't do that, you set people back. Mm-hmm. So I was more in my head focused on not just hiring Black candidates. I was more focused on hiring the right.
Yeah. Black Which usually candidates. That's the ones that get a chance, because it's not a lot of chance.
When you hire the right one, the owners, the only thing that they are overly concerned with is winning games.
W's.
Because that generates capital for them. They couldn't care who, what color, what gender, what sexual orientation.
Win.
They don't care anything about that.
Win, baby.
Who can win these games for us, right? And so there have been a lot of, oh, we're going to hire this. We're going to. But then now what has happened, right? Mm-hmm. What has happened? They decided they were going to hire D'Amico Ryans, former player, right? A leader, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. A leader of men. Mm-hmm. Former player, a leader of men. Success.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce, former player, leader of men, success, mm-hmm. right?
For this generation.
For this generation.
We've had some in the past, but we're talking about this generation.
Right?
Yeah.
Before, like a couple of years ago, it was the Wonder Kid offensive, Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, Shanahan. Can you do that? Yeah, it was that, right?
That's all it was.
And now it's this.
Now we need you to lead.
What you're going to see now is, you're not going to need a Rooney Rule anymore. That's done. Because the owners are going to see what has happened here. And you know what they're going to say? I want that, J-Bell. That's what I want.
Give me
some of that.
Give me a leader.
Give me some of that.
Yep. The culture is forcing the change.
Boom.
The culture is forcing the change.
And this is what I thought should happen. And this is going to exponentially and drastically change the landscape of football, because they're not going to no longer look at the Shanahans, mm-hmm. the LaFleurs. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, hey, that's cool.
Yep.
But these guys are winning games.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want that.
Yep.
There's a lot of Black people, Black coaches who are of that mold and will be able to lead teams to victory, J-Bell.
So let's broaden that out. And look at the Final Four.
Mm.
Okay? Final Four. When you look at the Ravens,
mm-hmm.
and you look at Harbaugh,
yep.
leader,
yep.
culture setter.
Yep.
He was a special teams coach. He wasn't calling plays,
mm-hmm.
but he's that. Football family, he's that.
Yep.
Dan Campbell, player.
Player.
Man, when you hear him talk about trust, he came in and said, I need y'all to trust me. Mm-hmm. Like his old footage, I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
The staff is all players.
Mm-hmm.
It's all dudes we know, but it's a culture. It's a, I'm going to build this thing. And I understand you all, I've been there. Not that that's important that you were a player, but you're a culture builder, mm-hmm. right? You're not just coming in with a hot product and now you're the CEO because mm-hmm. you made, you know, the latest gadget. No. It's because you see the big picture. Man, Andy Reid is like that.
Yeah.
Old school. Like when he first got on, he wasn't a player. And when he first got the job, I don't think he was a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. But you talk about guys that play for him. He's a culture guy. Be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Be you kind of thing. The only play caller in Shanahan.
Yeah.
But he got swag.
He's cool. He's cool.
He's swag. Grew up around the game, played the game, you know. So I just say that because, and then we talk about D'Amico being close, you know, right there. I just say that because regardless, that is the wave of the coaches.
You have like a very good mix of leaders and play callers that are playing each other right now.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, you're right. What Antonio's going to do is going to be very fascinating because as former players, when you play for that head dude, when you trust him, hey, do this. I saw D'Amico, and it's out there, the highlight of him telling the linebacker, read his eyes, read the quarterback's eyes, jump that route. I promise you're going to get a pick. Yep, and he got a pick, got bro. One.
It's crazy.
What?
Crazy.
Like, we want to play better, and we want to be motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You can fix that. You can tell me how to be a better player.
Yep.
Technical-wise, like, you know, do this with your foot. Do this with that. This will work. And you motivate me, the game's going to change. You're right. Yeah. I agree. This is very interesting. Final four teams, OC.
Yep.
We always talk about in life, you have to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to be open to change. And you kind of got to see it before it hits you in the mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
We discussed that in a lot of things, from personal to professional.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at these four teams, they've all answered questions getting to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to throw some out to you. And then I feel like we should discuss them.
Okay.
All right. Final four. Chiefs, Lions, 49ers, and Ravens.
Yes.
We are here, right?
Yes.
All right. So, obviously, the 49ers are playing the Lions. Oh, my goodness. We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a matchup. But let's start with Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start with the Ravens. And Lamar this week, when Houston came out that first half, and attacked him with the blitz. I said, whoa. And it was slowing it down. Mm-hmm. But then halftime came and it was like they went into halftime and told Lamar, you know what, you the best kid on this field, go do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the offensive coordinator adjusted and they found their way to attack that blitz and that pressure, because this is what Lamar supposedly struggled with. You blitz him, you speed him up, and you close out running lanes, which he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He answered the bell, OC.
Yes, he did. He did answer the bell on every account. He's done that pretty much this whole year, right?
Yep.
Can't discredit what they're doing defensively, because that is a massive part of, you know, how they're winning games.
Yep.
But in terms of the quarterback, we wanted to see him take that next step because we knew he had to take that next step in order to reach that elite status.
Mm-hmm.
He's done exactly that. He has done exactly that. I saw something which was probably my favorite thing that I saw on Twitter this whole year.
Okay.
And they were like, the person put out, only Lamar Jackson can save us from a Taylor Swift Super Bowl.
It's so polarizing. It's so polarizing. Because I love it.
Oh my, you see, that's the thing.
It's so polarizing.
I don't think I've ever rooted for, I like Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I like them.
But I like Lamar.
I truly, truly like their people are my people.
Yeah.
So I want them to succeed. But this can't happen. This can't go on.
It's so crazy. Every time they show her, I'm like, yeah, pump it up. Like, I like it.
J-Bro, this can't go on, bro.
People are done.
Jason, this has to end.
I love it.
Lamar, please. Lamar, please. I don't know if you're watching. Lamar. Lamar.
Why are your hands up like that?
You gotta end this, Lamar, please, dog, please.
My
dog, please. I know you're not listening, but please. Whatever you need to do, this can't.
You just.
Not at the Super Bowl, J-Bell.
Okay.
You'll
regular season it?
Regular season, but the Super Bowl, J-Bell, the biggest. It's going to be too much, man. It's going to be too much.
I'm like a freedom fighter. We fought for this exposure.
We can't have this. We can't have it.
Give me more.
The game, which is the biggest game we have, can't turn into that.
You know why I don't think
can't
it
turn
will.
Into that.
She will be shown if they make it. Because it's so many stars at the game. They show stars everywhere.
Jason, she is by far the biggest star on the planet.
Only her and Beyonce could go toe-to-toe.
Right now, if Beyonce and Taylor Swift show up, they'd be like, who's that? Who's that lady with?
No, get out of here.
Oh, that's B. That was Beyonce. Beehive. Isn't that what they?
Get out of here.
Those Swifties, J-Bell. J-Bell, listen to me, man.
They're real, huh?
Oh, my God. This is,
they cover all ages.
This is all we would hear about. Lamar, it's.
You need him to, you need him to pull it out.
Yeah, okay. I need him. And I love Steve. I love Andy Reid, Mahomes, Kelsey. Like, I like those people, but I won't be able to deal with this for the Super Bowl. 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks, Jason.
Oh, my God.
2 weeks, no.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that. The run-up to it.
Oh, my.
I'm just talking about the game.
I'm not talking about the game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about the game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everything leading up to it.
Yeah. No.
Can't do it.
You're right. It would be.
Insufferable.
It would be out of control.
Oh, my God, J-Bell.
You're speaking facts. Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Who they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about their, I don't want to say pivot, but it could be a pivot. This season, we wanted to see that high-flying offense. We wanted to see everything that we've seen in the past. They struggled. And their identity has changed. They are a physical running team.
Mm-hmm.
They like to use 12 personnel, which technically means one back, two tight ends.
Yep.
They still throw the ball, but intermediate routes, you know, real West Coast offense type flow. And they got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they touched the ball, I thought they were going to score.
Yes.
They were still explosive. Yeah. They were moving the ball.
Outside of the, was it Hardman fumble? Was it Hardman who fumbled?
Oh, yes, on the goal line.
Yeah.
When he tried to run. Stop running reverses on the goal. Stop that, Andy.
Outside of that, it was a dominant performance by the Kansas. Like, They beat Buffalo.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, they look really good.
Yeah.
In Buffalo. This is a very, very scary, dangerous football team.
They've gotten better. They fixed it. They have that identity. They realize we just need to have this shift of our approach, and it's working.
Baltimore's in big trouble here, brother. Big, big trouble here.
We know that defense is dominant.
Yeah, they're in big
trouble. Spags is going to have a plan. Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
But once again, the offense was the question. And they have answered.
They've answered.
I mean, I know it was against the Bills.
Dropping the ball.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, Rashid Rice is now, takes a while as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him like sit down in zone coverages, when to sit down. You know, he saw the defender coming this way. That kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Is what you need to see it the same way Patrick Mahomes does. And he's gotten better. Obviously it's hard as a rookie,
mm-hmm.
but they have answered that question, which is great because now we're going into a game where people have answers. Let's flip sides.
Yep.
The 49ers.
Yep.
Okay. When you talk about that team, obviously it's always going to go on Brock Purdy. What can he do? What can he do? All that kind of stuff. He's got the heat. They answered the bell. They won a game trailing in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 30-something-1 now.
Yes.
I mean, it was bad,
like,
bro.
0-30.
I don't even know. I wish I had that stat. I mean, I'm pretty
sure he was 0-30.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So the fact is they had an unbelievable situation where they couldn't come back in the fourth quarter, and Purdy made some big time throws.
Mm-hmm.
He was efficient. He got him down there. He was good when they needed to come back.
Yeah. Listen, Green Bay's defense over the course of the playoffs have been playing well.
Yeah.
Right? They've been doing their thing.
Yes.
So I think Purdy, the hate that this man receives, and we've talked about this over the course of this season.
Heavy hate.
It is so ridiculous. And I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. And people didn't know why they were hating. We know.
Yeah.
We know what it is.
He wasn't the chosen one.
Yeah. We know what that's about.
Yeah.
But I just wish more people will understand where that sentiment comes from.
Yeah.
I wish they would understand it because it's a natural thing. So you can't be that good. You can't be. It's not possible because, you know, we drafted you in the 7th round. You missed the irrelevance. And because all these players were picked before you, like you said, we all can't be wrong.
No.
You can't be wrong. Yes. So you can't be that good. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's the offensive weapons. It's all these things. Never mind the fact that you broke the San Francisco 49ers record for passing in 16 games, by the way.
Forgot about
more
that.
More than Montana, more than Young, yep. more than the great court. Never mind you did all of
forget
that.
All that.
No, you can't be that good of a player. It's really unfortunate that people think that way.
It is. Now I'm looking at, I got the thing. He was 6 for 7.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the passes was dropped by Kittle.
Yep.
They sold out to stop the run. The Packers were like, we're not going to let you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, you know, I play corner, so I can see like them cheating inside. They weren't really throwing outside. It was the wet, you know, glove, no glove, struggling in the rain. All that happened. But in the fourth quarter, Kyle Shanahan kept putting the ball in Purdy's hands.
Yep. Trust him.
Trust him. And he delivered. He delivered. The whole knock was you can't come back. He delivered. Now you're one step away from the Super Bowl with that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes for a magnificent game. You answered a question at the time of the season where you had to. Let's go into the last team.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we kind of talked about this because we were talking about coaches and all that kind of stuff. But when I look at Dan Campbell's team, and I say Dan Campbell's team mm-hmm. for a reason, the attitude he has brought, the effort he requires, and the trust he's given his players is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is the culture. It is mm-hmm. it is real.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the heat your boy Jared Goff has gotten, all he's ever done was empowered him.
Mm-hmm.
All he's ever done was saying, I verbally say you're good enough. I verbally say my team is good enough. And then I back it up with my decisions. I'm aggressive on fourth down doing stuff because I believe in y'all.
Mm.
I believe in you, Jared. I put the ball in your hands mm-hmm. to go seal the deal. Mm-hmm. You throw us the victory. Now, I can say all that and then hand the ball off all the time. They are a running team. Mm-hmm. But Jared Goff, you protect him in the pocket. He's dicing people up.
Yes. So Jared Goff, number one, Detroit's offensive line to me is spectacular. They're a dominant offensive line.
You are
right.
Speaking facts.
But here's what I'll say about the Detroit Lions. To me, they haven't answered my question.
What is your question?
I don't believe in a game of this magnitude against this quality of opponents.
Okay.
I do not believe Jared Goff can win this game for the Detroit Lions. I don't believe it.
Can I tell you why when you finish? They can.
I do not believe the Jared Goff I know. Number one overall pick in the draft now. So this isn't coming from a place of, oh, we didn't believe in it. This ain't coming from
they
that.
They believed in him.
Yeah, they picked number one. That's big belief. That's as high as belief as there is, right? Doesn't get any higher.
Nope.
I think that they are still not beaten a true Super Bowl contending football team up until this point. Okay. They still haven't done it yet.
Okay.
And, you know, their strength of schedule, the teams that they beat, whenever they play like a true, they got punched in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the playoffs, cool. The last team they beat, Tampa. Tampa is not supposed to, I mean, come on. They're not supposed to be there. Now, if they...
That was a fight.
If it was a fight, Tampa Bay put up a heck of a fight. If they win this game,
yeah,
I will shut my mouth forever.
You're done.
In regards, they don't have to win the Super Bowl.
Just this game.
They just have to win this game. If they win this game, I am a believer. I'm convinced. And I will take back everything I said about the Detroit Lions. My mea culpa against the Detroit Lions will be on Monday. If they win this particular game. But if they don't,
you're gonna hold that fence and hold that line. I'm worried that they're on the road.
If they don't, J-Bell, I'm gonna diamond hands.
Oh no, you're not.
Diamond hands.
No, you're not.
On my Detroit Lions unbelief.
No. Oh no.
I don't like that stock.
They don't.
Diamond hands.
Diamond hands is so serious.
Yeah, diamond hands on my belief
that
Jared Goff is not the guy.
Okay, yes. So I like obviously where you stand. One thing concerns me is different team on the road.
Do you like the stock?
Yes.
So you're Diamond Hands.
I like the
stock.
I like the stock.
Are you Diamond Hands? And
is it I don't know if I'm Diamond Hands.
Not Diamond Hands.
I don't know if I'm Diamond Hands.
So you're not going to hold.
I don't know if I'm Diamond Hands yet. Because okay. I understand the severity and the seriousness of Diamond Hands.
But you like the stock.
I like the stock.
You like the stock.
I like the stock.
If you like the stock, uh-huh. you must Diamond Hands.
I'm going against my original pick, which is San Francisco to be in the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs. Now I've reverted to San Francisco versus Baltimore.
Okay.
Would not mind Detroit making it.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm willing to Diamond Hand it.
You're not going
to
Diamond
Hand. I don't know. Okay. The week is, we're still early.
So you can pick the stock, but you're not going to hold like Diamond Hands.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm Diamond Hands in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Yep. And that's going against my Chiefs, man.
Yep.
You know, that's tough.
But Diamond Hands is like a long term. I'm holding this particular pick. So
yeah.
You can Diamond Hands Baltimore. You can Diamond Hands Kansas City. You can Diamond Hands San Francisco.
Yeah.
But are you Diamond Hands Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions? He doesn't like the stock.
Yes. I am.
Diamond Hands.
I'm going to
Diamond Hands the Detroit Lions.
I'm going to Diamond Hands him.
No possible way, JB.
I'm going to Diamond
Hands
him.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to
lose
why.
A lot of money.
Lose a lot of
You're
going
to lose a lot of
I'm
money.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Just for fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do this because it's so. I'm worried about them being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Outside on the road concerns me. But Goff has played there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Because of his old team. The Detroit Lions can run the ball.
Yes.
And that offensive line can dominate.
That's true.
And the one weakness right now with the 49ers is their run defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
Mm-hmm.
Can they lean into that?
Mm.
And then design something to force, say Deebo Samuels doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Deebo Samuels plays. I'm telling you right now, Chauncey Gardner. What do you call it on Detroit? He's a villain.
Yes.
You always talk about you need a villain.
You have to have one of those guys.
He's back. He's a villain. He's in there talking to Deebo in the press saying, you're not a receiver. You just a running back.
Oh, wow.
Your routes is trash. Like he's out there. He's a villain. He's a villain.
Wow.
Villains are necessary.
Yeah, you got to have them.
They got a villain on the back end, right? Makes everybody kind of, the temperature rises because they know like, you know, we said this, he said, they're coming,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a friend of ours. We have many coaches out there. A friend of ours who's a coach told me, he's a position coach, and he was like, oh, the two teams that I'm worried about in the NFC are Detroit and the Rams.
Mm.
He said, I would not be surprised if they made it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. And they played each other the first time and they're one step away.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going from. It's we are bound for an upset, right? I mean, when is it going to happen? You've been that seed before.
Yeah, we have. I don't see it in Detroit.
Okay.
I don't. Now, it'd be good for the city.
That's
great for Detroit.
What?
But I can't Diamond Hands Jared Goff.
I don't want to Diamond Hands it, but I can convince myself of a path.
Yeah.
Okay? I can talk myself into a path, which sometimes I cannot do.
Yeah.
I can talk myself into a path. So.
Yeah.
So I know who you're going with. Yep. Well, I do. You need Baltimore to keep the Swifties out.
Need them. I need it.
You need that.
I need it to happen.
You need that.
Yeah.
And you can't Diamond Hands.
Yeah, I
Detroit.
Like Baltimore, San Fran.
Yeah. So you're gonna San Fran because you cannot Diamond Hands.
Can't do it. I don't like the stock.
Yeah. Yeah. I am going to agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
I'm going exactly the direction you are going. I need to talk myself out. It's kind of like your approach. Say you have something. What do you sit down and say, Jay Bell, I need you to put holes in this.
Because
this is how I'm thinking. But I need to figure out if I'm going the right path. Mm-hmm. So don't agree with me. Put holes in this,
yep,
right?
Put holes in it.
We continue the conversation based off of that. So as I did that, there's a lot of belief and I can convince myself there's a way.
Yeah.
But I'm rolling with you.
Rolling.
I'm rolling with you. We kept this one quick as possible because my man is fresh off the plane. He's tired.
And it was still a long one. I feel like this was a long one.
Yeah, it's good. He came in here for us. So shout out to Uprise All Day. It was back in the motherland making it happen. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. Till next week when we really break down what this Super Bowl is going to look like and see what our diamond hands is for the Super Bowl. Till next time, the Jason and OC Podcast, Uprise All Day. We don't play. Holla at you later.
Yes, sir.